The first ship carrying Ukrainian grain has left the port of Odessa under an international deal signed last month. The Razoni is a Sierra Leone-flagged vessel carrying more than 26,000 tons of corn. It'll anchor off the coast of Istanbul before sailing on to Lebanon. One Ukrainian politician has expressed his optimism for what he says is the first step towards easing the global food crisis.
I'm absolutely happy, because that is historical for Odessa, that is historical for Ukraine, and that is historical for the whole world, because millions of people are safe from starvation and food crisis, which was artificially made on the planet by Vladimir Putin, by this awful blockade of the Black Sea and this invasion. I can't say it's over, but definitely it's decreasing now.
Shia politician Muqtada al-Sadr is calling on all Iraqis to join protesters who are camped inside parliament. His supporters stormed the building on Saturday. They're demanding an overhaul of the political system. A rival group has called for a counter-protest against what it calls a suspicious coup. Myanmar's junta has extended the state of emergency for a further 6 months. It's been in place since the military deposed the government of Aung San Suu Kyi and detained her last year.
We made utmost efforts in discharging the state duties with might, but internal and external terrorists and their conspirators are committed to the utter devastation rather than the flourishing of democracy in Myanmar. The illegal committee, the parallel government and terrorist organizations against the government, which was formed under the constitution, commit various ways and means to destruct the security, peace and stability of the nation.
More than 2,000 people in Northern California have been forced to leave their homes as a massive wildfire approaches. The McKinney Fire has burned more than 200 square kilometers of land in a national forest. New Zealand has fully reopened its borders for the first time since March 2020. They were closed to reduce COVID-19 from spreading. Most visitors need to be fully vaccinated. There are no quarantine requirements. And England have beaten Germany in the final of the Women's European Football Championship. Forward Chloe Kelly scored the winning goal in extra time. It's England's first major trophy in men or women's football since 1966.
Malika here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. In our latest episode, the science is clear. Governments aren't taking enough action to avert climate change catastrophe. And in the face of that inaction, protests by scientists are growing. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.